KFIZ News Time, 10:10, 10 minutes past 10 o'clock here on a Thursday. Happy July, everybody. July 1st of 2021, and heading into the 4th of July holiday weekend. Of course, this is a time of year where people like fireworks, people like grilling, but there's always those safety reminders we want to keep you informed about. Joining us live in studios, Division Chief of Fire Prevention, Garth Schumacher with Fond du Lac Fire and Rescue. Thanks for coming in. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Thanks for taking some time to stop by. And I know folks out at Fire and Rescue had one of those demonstrations. It's kind of fun to watch, admittedly, but it obviously serves a serious purpose. You had that earlier this week amidst the rain and the nasty weather on Tuesday. But it's that time of year, and some folks out there are like, oh, you're talking about this again. But, it's an important safety reminder, especially with the fireworks and even stuff like grilling. There's always those calls that I'm sure you folks at Fire and Rescue have to deal with, and just want to make sure people are doing the smart things heading into the 4th of July weekend, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's every year. Yeah, we kind of beat it to death every year, but it's one of those things that if you don't mention it, you seem to, you drop the ball on it because it happens every year. Whether we like it or not, there's accidents and lapses in judgment that create emergencies.
We just saw a story, I think it was earlier this week in Dodge County. A gentleman had to be, flown to the hospital for some sort of fireworks injury. And, there have been calls here in the past, different instances, not just here locally, but across the state, across the country, of people just, like you said, a lapse in judgment, want to have a good time. And then, something happens and, someone gets severely hurt, they get burned. Or worse, right? So it's important to keep those safety tips in mind. With fireworks specifically, what are the key points that Fire and Rescue wants to make people aware of here as we head into the holiday weekend?
Biggest thing is, we're not naive to the fact that people buy these, and a lot of times they're buying the illegal things that go up in the air or explode, which you'll get fined in the city of Fond du Lac if you use, and rightfully so. But even the sparklers and the fountains and those things that you can light off, the biggest things are doing it in a safe area, not close to anything that can burn. Keep the kids away from them. Don't let the kids touch them. Have an adult present and stay away from the alcohol while you're lighting them. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one of the biggest things we face in Wisconsin is, the hold my beer and watch this mentality half right. The time, alcohol and that stuff never mix. I mean, mm-hmm. You got fire, you've got spark. Sparks from these fountains, sparklers even, mm-hmm. They burn so hot it only takes a second to light clothes on fire, to sustain burn injuries.
Right.
I, as a kid, grabbed a sparkler and burnt myself immediately on my fingers. And, I mean, it doesn't take much. And you can end up in the ER. You could end up getting, burns taken care of at a burn unit. It doesn't take much these days. And just being smart about it and, keeping the kids away, limit the alcohol. That kind of thing.
Yeah, we laugh about the whole my beer mentality. Yeah. But how many times do you go on, social media or whatever and see someone, trying something? And, if it's not in your immediate area, you might get a laugh about it. But, you hope there's no serious consequences with it. With those big boomers, and I'm sure our friends at the police department have had their share of calls already, and they'll have plenty more this weekend. The ones that explode and leave the ground, you said you can't have those in the city. That's obviously probably common knowledge by now, but we're going to be driving around on the 4th of July weekend and probably going to be seeing some of those within the city, and that's a big no-no, right?
That is correct. And, every year it's funny because, anything that leaves the ground or explodes is illegal in the city, but every year, you'll see it go up in the air and it's within the city limits. And if they catch you, you're going to get a fine for it. And the biggest thing is those things can start your neighbor's house on fire, start your house on fire. You can have accidents. So it's not just, the mean fire prevention guy saying you can't do it. There are reasons we don't. I mean, you talk about the fireworks that go up in the air. There's the professional pyrotechnics technicians that do the shows for 4th of July and things like that. There's setback distances for every size shell they have. So, and there's reasons for it, because of the fallout, the explosion. So, that's just another reason that stuff isn't allowed in the city is there's just the houses are too close. The cars, everything. It's just bad idea.
Right, yeah. A tiny little backyard shooting off the big things you see at like a lakeside park. Or I know the Dock Spiders have had fireworks in the past, and even if you go up the lake to Oshkosh or Green Bay mm-hmm. or Neenah or Manitowoc, wherever you're going, you know, imagine that in your tiny little backyard. I don't think it's gonna be feasible even to do it, but we know it happens. When you talk about the sale of those, and this is something we've talked about before, but you guys do regular checks with those fireworks stands in the city, right, just to make sure they're not selling anything like that. You know, obviously they can't sell it. That kind of cuts down on the number of people that can go get it, but, you know, people are still going to maybe try to find a way around it, right?
Right, yeah. Every year I get a list of permit applications to sell these. You know, you'll see the pop-up stands with the tents throughout the city, and then even, like, the Menards, Fleet Farms, mm-hmm. they'll have their little pop-ups inside the store. So we get a list of all those, and what's entailed with that is the permit, insurance, proof of insurance, and then the items that they're selling. And for the tents, they also want to make sure that the appropriate people are selling them. So we'll get a list of who is selling them. So I go and verify with everybody selling these pyrotechnics that it's all legitimate. They are insured. They have the permits, the proper permits. And most importantly, they're not selling anything they're not supposed to be selling.
Right. And for the most part, everybody's been pretty good with that, I take it, right?
Yeah, I have had no issues okay. with those, yep.
And, you know, there are places in the county we're not dumb, and I'm obviously you're well aware that there are places, you know, nearby that people can get those big the big boomers, the ones that leave the ground. But mm-hmm. you know, if you're going to one of those places and you bring it back to the city, it's not a good thing, right?
Right.
You're not able to do that.
Yep, and it's illegal. And it's funny because you'll go to these places and they make you buy a permit to buy them. And the expectation is that you're going to, at least on paper, the expectation is you're going to shoot them off in a designated area that they have designated. Mm. But I don't know anybody that, you know, does that. Mm. But and the permit itself will actually say that it's illegal, for instance, wherever they're being sold, say it's, you know, Dodge County, wherever, it'll say on the permit that it's illegal to shoot off these fireworks within this jurisdiction. The fireworks must be shot off at an appropriate location mm-hmm. designated by the whoever selling the fireworks. Sure. So it's kind of it's almost a loophole, kind of a, mm-hmm. yeah, buy this $3 permit. You can take them off premises with the thought that you're going to come back.
Right.
And it's kind of a loophole that.
Sure. And I'm sure there's not people clamoring to be in, like, a, you know, that designated area. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I've never even seen one of those designated areas. I'm not a fireworks purchaser myself, right. But I can imagine there's not people like lining up at a, you know, random place in the county to
right.
just, okay, it's this family's turn, right?
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense. Yep. So, anything else with fireworks? You talked about leaving the kid, you know, some of the kid ones, keeping them away from the ones that are legal, and keep those away from things like cars and your house and stuff like that too. That's an important reminder too, right?
Yep. Biggest thing, sober adult supervision.
There you go. And one last thing before we let you go and off to your 4th of July weekend, grilling, not necessarily from a food preparation standpoint, but from a safety standpoint, you know, grilling, not just the 4th of July weekend, but the summertime too. I know there's been calls here where grills are a little bit too close to the house or maybe on the patio in the garage. You got to keep that in mind too this weekend, right?
That's correct. Yeah. The biggest things we see is, you know, discarding of hot charcoal. Mm. People will throw it in their garbage can before it's cooled. It's just bad idea to throw in a garbage can, period. There's places you can go to dump them, especially at parks and stuff. They have the concrete barriers, gas grills too close to the house. You'll melt your siding. You could start your house on fire that way, or if there's a grease flare up. So I always recommend doing that, you know, pulling them away from your house. A lot of people, you'll see barbecues closer, mm-hmm. you know, to their houses or garages. Just keep it away from stuff, you know, anything that can burn, keep it away from.
Sure.
And anticipate that you're going to have a grease flare up, and, you know, if you can predict it, you can kind of prevent it. So sure. That's what I always kind of say.
Very good. Well, Division Chief Schumacher, thanks for coming in. We'll talk again actually later in the month. We're going to restart the monthly chats with Fire and Rescue, so we'll talk to you down the road. Have a great 4th of July.
You too. Looking forward to it. Thanks.
Garth Schumacher joining us from Fond du Lac Fire and Rescue. It's 1020. More coming up.